Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. I am Zara Green, your host, coming to you live from New York City. It is Saturday, January 10th, 2015, and my co-host, Alfred Edmond Jr., is sitting here next to me. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in so he can say hello before we dive into this wonderful show. Get your pen and paper. You'll need it. Come on in, Alfred.
Happy Self-Love Saturday, everybody. And, baby, I don't know if I told you, our girl, India Ari, is going to be singing at the Seattle Seahawks football game today. That's going to be great. Yeah, we love India Ari, not just because we love her, the sound, but we love the message.
Yeah.
So, she's going to be on TV today, so we're going to be looking forward to that. But listen, welcome to Grown Zone Radio. Happy Self-Love Saturday. You regular listeners, we love you as always. Newcomers, get ready. As Zara said, get your pen and paper out. You're going to make this a part of your Saturday routine to get you loving yourself more, living in honor, esteem, and respect.
We love you, too.
Absolutely. So, listen, go to GrownZone.com. There's a whole bunch of great other benefits. Read our blog. Sign up for our e-books. There's a closed Facebook group, Grown Zone group, you want to become a part of, and you have to be invited to join. There's a lot of great discussion going on there. So this is listening to the show, if you're new, is really just your first step and entree to a broad range of services and things that we're providing for you to help you to live in the Grown Zone.
Yes, indeed. All right, y'all, this show, I hope you're ready because we're going to break down some things that people just kind of talk about very loosely. Everybody's talking about self-love right now, and quite honestly, you've heard me say this, it kind of annoys me that people talk about self-love, but then you look at how they treat themselves, and it's anything but. It seems like many men are jumping on bandwagons of telling women that they should love themselves. And I won't call any names. If I called some, y'all would certainly know them. But when you really listen to them, they don't even know what that means. Don't get bamboozled because people have some cute memes and they're slapping some words on them. Unless they are telling you how to love you, then you just keep on searching. Say, okay, all right, that felt good. It felt good to read that. But what does it really mean to love self? Well, we're about to break this down, and some of it is probably foreign to you. Others of it, you may have heard it, but then we're really going to give you some stuff to consider when it comes to what it really means to love self. It's thrown around so much that it almost sounds cliche. You know, everybody's talking about it. What we're going to do in this show is really kind of focus on the things you have to do, the actions that you have to do, the practices,
every day,
the daily things that it means to love self. And for most of you, then this is not, we're not catching you at the early part, but it's also why we focus so much on millennials, because we want to get you early so you're not in the corrective and recovery stages in 10, 15, 20 years, like a whole lot of us are having to correct a lot of the stuff, the non-self-loving ways that we've harmed ourselves. And those who are in their late 30s, 40s, 50s recognize that they weren't treating themselves in self-loving ways, but you don't know it until the psychological, often the psychological and emotional damage has happened. So, let me first say when we talk about being loving self, then it's all in your decisions for self. It's all in the choices that you make of all the options available to you. And we understand that some of you feel like your options are limited, but that's only because of your limited thinking. So we're going to keep on informing you so that you can expand your options and make some better decisions, because that's what we're about here in the Grown Zone.
If I can underscore one point in what Zara just said, it's decisions for self. One of the important things you might need to do at the end of the show is to write down on a piece of paper what decisions are you making truly for self, and how much of your decision-making in the course of your day is being dictated by the agendas of others.
Come on.
And you need to write that down and look at that, and many of you will find out that the list of decisions for self is a very short list.
Yeah.
And the list of decisions that really are being driven by what others want of you, or what you're trying to do to please others or to satisfy others or to meet others' standards and expectations, is a long list. And that is a major sign of a non-self-loving lifestyle that is going to be unhealthy for you and not going to deliver positive, healthy results.
Okay, well said. So, baby, can we y'all know that our focus is always on four things in terms of how you love you better. And that those things are the self-love in terms of your body.
Protecting your body.
Protecting your body.
Limiting access.
And how you treat your body.
Yes.
So we're going to focus on your body. We're going to focus on your money. We're going to focus on your home. And money is not just, the dollars you spend. It's about how you treat everything, the stuff that you own, and how,
why you bought it.
Why you bought it, who you allow access to it,
yep.
You know, those kinds of things. Your home, is it a safe place?
Yes.
Are the people that who abide in your home, is it a self-loving environment?
Nurturing.
Those things. Mm-hmm. Your heart. Who you allow in your heart, how you allow the things around you to affect you. Are you protecting your heart?
Your emotional health, your emotional security.
Yes, it's all of those things. So what it really means to love yourself is to, you guys have heard us say this a lot too, that your former self needs three things from you at all times. The way that you get to the point of being self-loving in every area of life, in every phase of life, in every stage of life, and in every experience in life, is to treat your former self. You're riding two tracks. You're treating your current self with these things, and you need to always give your former self these three things: tenderness, forgiveness, and acceptance. So we're going to drill down on these three things: tenderness, forgiveness, and acceptance, in these four areas: your body, your money, your home, and your heart. Do you have your pen and paper yet? I told you, you're going to need some pen and paper. We ain't playing in here. So for those of you who, and y'all, I just realized that the link is broken, but I'm gonna fix it on the Block Talk Radio page, so that you can sign up for your 9 keys to finding healthy love, even if you have no idea where to look. That's the free ebook. So I see that it's broken, but you can always also go to grownzone.com, and when the pops up, because it's going to pop up.
Yeah, just provide, just give us your information, and we'll make sure you get it.
That's right. So giving yourself these three things, you deserve it, and you should always, always be willing to give them to yourself.
Right. Come on, baby. And not only should you be prepared to give them to yourself, you have to understand that you should not be depending on others to give it to you. Many of you want these things, but you think you're going to meet the one, your soulmate, this magical person who's going to come into your life and give you tenderness and forgiveness and acceptance and love, when you are responsible for giving those things to yourself.
And here's what happens. When you give those things to yourself, you attract up unto yourself people who will do for you what you do for you.
They will agree with you.
They're going to agree with you. Whatever
like,
you do
deserve
that's it.
Those things.
That's it.
But if you don't think you deserve it, you'll attract people who agree with that too.
Baby, I don't want to skate over that.
Mm-hmm.
Attracting, you'll attract people who agree with you. That is whatever you believe mm-hmm. about yourself. So if you've been attracting people who are giving you anything other than love, esteem, and respect, who's treating you with anything other than tenderness, forgiveness, and acceptance, it's because you're not giving it to yourself. And you tolerate that kind of mistreatment because you haven't established that kind of a standard for yourself. Are you hearing this? Do you see how it all stems from self-love? What it really means to love self is about how you treat self, about the standards you have for self. And I know that the reasons that you have not loved self is because you haven't seen it. You haven't seen other people doing it for themselves. You think that loving others means that you forsake the love for yourself. And we're telling you that you have to forsake all of that bull you've heard, you know, that long suffering is, you know, that you love others and you love God and you love, y'all, I'm telling you, renewing your mind has to start with renewing your mind to what you deserve, what you believe you deserve.
Yep.
Okay? All right, baby. And y'all, while we just set up a long standing of what we say we're going to do today, and in the time that we have, we're probably not going to get through all of this. So I'm already looking at yeah. where we are.
Well, we usually, if people who are longtime listeners know that occasionally we'll do a two-part show, and we don't always plan it. But if we don't get through it all today, come back next week. We will definitely continue and finish it out for you.
There we go. Okay, so tenderness. Let me talk a little bit about what tenderness is, and how the fact that you need it and you need to give it to yourself. If you are in a self-loving person and giving yourself tenderness, then you are giving yourself on a regular basis love, appreciation, encouragement. You are affirming yourself. Now, if you're not giving yourself tenderness, then you're giving yourself all a whole lot of the opposite of this. So in giving yourself tenderness, to applying tenderness to your body, then you are looking at, you're constantly appreciating every piece of you, everything about you, mentally, emotionally, physically.
And that physically is important because it talks about to what you put in your body. It talks to what you put on your body. It talks about how you express love and appreciation for yourself, how you encourage yourself, how you affirm yourself on a daily basis. That's what tenderness is. It's how you treat yourself. It's about kindness. You have to be able to be kind to yourself. Now, I want to separate kindness to pleasure.
Come on.
Because many of the ways that you may pleasure yourself, for example, by abusing substances that make you feel good or make you feel better or take away pain, are temporary solutions that are not acts of kindness to your body.
Yeah.
They're not acts of kindness to yourself. So a lot of times, and this is what Zara talked about, how self-love is often misused and abused, just like love is often misused and abused as a term. And people think, well, I'm being self-loving if I buy these shoes, or I'm being self-loving if I get up under or on top of that person. That's what it means to be self-loving to my body. No, because if it's not healthy, if it doesn't have healthy outcomes and healthy results, it's not love, and therefore it's not self-love. So let's not get confused about what we mean by tenderness.
Hmm.
Tenderness is doing those things that are kind, affirming, loving, and appreciative of your body, your money, your home, and your heart, and produce healthy outcomes. You are healthier as a result. You are better as a result. In fact, you are able, each act of self-love builds on itself because it makes it easier to do another act of self-love as opposed to punishment and self-hatred and self-condemnation.
Well,
so tenderness is kindness to yourself.
Well, and that leads us to forgiveness. So when it comes to your body, then forgiveness means that there's no criticism. It means that there's no guilt or no punishment for who you are or past decisions. It means lovingly challenging yourself to do better. That's what we do in the grown zone. We do not punish ourselves for anything of the past at all. And the way you punish yourself, y'all, it's a punishment to look at your size 16 body and say, look at you. I remember when you were a perfect size 8. Look at you, because you may as well just that is looking, when you look at yourself unlovingly in that way, then it's hard for you to accept that anybody else is going to love you.
Yes.
So it's not to look at yourself and be critical of what you see. It's not to look at yourself and say, well, I have to, you know, if somebody decides that they like you, that, and you know that he's a jerk, or same thing for you men, you know that all she wants from you is your money.
But you think that's all you deserve.
But you think that's the best you can do. Then that is not a self-loving act. So operating in forgiveness says, looks at you and says, you know what? It doesn't matter what this looks like. It is not who I am. And I can make a better decision. So if you don't like, or if you have a problem with merging your former self and your current self, so that size 16 that you currently are with that size 8 that you used to be, and you want to make some changes in that size 16, not because of the way it looks, but because of the repercussions health-wise that it might bring, then you start to make decisions better than you're making that's going to move you further away from that size 16. But you don't get to bash, criticize, have any kind of guilt or punish that size 16.
Forgiveness says you can lovingly challenge yourself to do better. And, you know, a grown zone principle is next decision better. You have to lovingly challenge yourself to do better without criticizing, punishing, or beating yourself up for who you are or your past choices.
Yeah.
Because people will convince you that because of your past choices, you're not worthy of better.
Mm.
There are people that tell you, well, you're a single mother. You won't deserve no better than that. How are you going to get a man? You got a child.
You got five children by five different men. So who's gonna want you?
Who do you think you? Yep, exactly.
You got to get.
So
ready.
What? I whip up on you. Who else gonna take you?
That's right.
So that is why you have to forgive yourself and not allow criticism, guilt, or punishment to define what you are worthy of. You are worthy of better at all times, no matter what your past decisions are. So lovingly challenge yourself to do better. But do not accept criticism, guilt, or punishment from others, and do not criticize, be guilty, or punish yourself.
Here in the grown zone, y'all, and I've been saying this for many, many years, we will always validate where you are, but never, ever justify where you are, okay? We'll validate who you are. We'll always validate who you are, but never, ever justify where you are, because we're all getting better. There's always better for all of us.
Yeah.
Always. Do you hear me? Always. We can always do better. Sure, I look at where I am today, and I look in the rearview mirror at the choices that I've made, and the choices that I made that were not good choices are so far back in the rearview mirror. It's like somebody else's, the other lifetimes, because I have made a commitment, and years ago I made a commitment to make my next decision better. Decision better. And as long as I'm forwardly focused on where I'm going and not tripped up on what I've done, then I keep on all the bad stuff is further and further in the rearview mirror. And because I don't punish myself for the decisions that I make, even when I trip up, I don't call them mistakes. I trip up because any trip that I make, it's a setup for me to get better, because I own every decision and I'm always making my next decision better. And I'm telling you, you can too. But you can't if you're sitting in the space of criticizing you, being allowing guilt to reign over you and punishing you for your past choices.
You get stuck. You sentence yourself.
That's what happens.
You put yourself in prison and say, because I did this, I can't get no better. I'm stuck.
That's right.
You have to release yourself through forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. Y'all probably need a break, huh?
We got something good for you.
Y'all probably need a break. And this is a good time to go to our music break. It is optimistic, because that's what we need y'all to be. Be optimistic about your life. Be optimistic about what's to come, because the only reason you're here is to learn and grow. And if you're feeling smothered right now, it's because you haven't done enough learning, and that is why the Grown Zone exists, so we can give you more stuff, more information to expand your learning so that you can expand your choices and make your next decision better. We'll be right back, y'all. Enjoy Optimistic.
The Blackness. Keep it, keep on.
supposed to be a smooth something. I got to learn how to do that. Y'all, be optimistic. You know, personal growth can be daunting. It can be straight up daunting. You know why? Because a flood of bad decisions come upon you. When you start focusing on and making some better decisions or looking to do some things differently, you know, the decisions that put you in the spaces that you're in have emotional holds, and they become comfortable, even though let me remove that, because people talk about being comfortable in displeasure. You're not really comfortable there. It's like a groove that you just kind of, if you have a table and you take a pen and you just do like this figure eight and you just keep on doing this figure eight, then eventually that groove of that figure eight is going to be so easy for you to just maneuver that pen or whatever you're carving that with. And that's what happens when you just get stuck in doing things a certain way. You just, that's the groove, you know. It may not be comfortable. It may be drama filled. It may be it may be putting you in a further hole. You may be eating all the wrong stuff. You may be
choosing the wrong people.
Choosing the wrong people. Doing the stuff that's, and when we say wrong, then we mean
unhealthy.
Things that are unhealthy for you. You may be saying yes to sleeping with different people, and I'm talking to men too, that just because she'll give it up, you going to take it. But you know those kinds of things are conditioning you for stuff that's not gonna have you, you know, positioned or ready or conditioned for a good, healthy, positive relationship. It's not that it's comfortable. It's that that's all you know. And getting out of any kind of groove like that is going to take some learning more stuff so that you can do something different.
This is why the familiar isn't always what's best for you.
Yeah.
It may be what doesn't, you know, unfamiliarity may scare you, but the familiar may be what's harming you the most.
Mm-hmm.
And your ability to courage up, another grown zone principle, and do things, say things, try things that you never did before, it's about you getting the courage to break certain patterns and get out of that rut. So, may I?
Yeah, baby, go ahead.
Yeah. So this last point of what it means to really love self is acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to challenge you to recall the time in your life, and some of you are going to have to go back to when you were like 2 or 3 years old, when you looked in the mirror and you were perfectly fine with everything you saw.
And you might have to go back to 3 years
old. 3 years old. It may be a long time. But this is before people started planting what I call the not good enough seed in you,
mm-hmm.
telling you you're too tall or you're too short or you're too dark or you're too light or you're too big or you're too small or you're too loud or you're lazy.
Or your nose is too big, or your hair is too nappy.
Or your butt's too flat. And then when you got older and you got into school and your friends started teasing you, whether they were being playful or hurtful, about the things that stick out about you.
Mm-hmm.
And one, little by little by little, you began to believe that you weren't good enough and you stopped accepting yourself.
Mm.
You cannot love yourself unconditionally without acceptance. And that's why Zara so often says you have to be committed to accepting yourself unconditionally in
just
order to love yourself.
Just the way you are.
And you got to kick out all those voices in your head that have taken up real estate in your mind and in your heart telling you about why you're not adequate.
Come on.
Why you're not perfect as you are. Why you're not lovable. Why you don't deserve better. Why you ain't going to get better. You have to kick all those people out. And we say part of self-love is your right to evict people from your life.
Come on.
To evict people from your heart. To evict people from your mind who are not healthy for you.
Because most of the things you're saying to yourself are things that you've heard others say.
Yep.
and so, you know, have it. Stay in the grown zone, y'all. Just stay in the grown zone. And for those of you who are interested in, and that ought to be everybody listening, coming to our private Facebook page, which is still only about 3 weeks old. But we have so much community. We're building community over there, and I'm so proud of the people in that group. So if you'll go to grownzone.com and from the pop-up, then fill in for the free ebook, then you'll be invited to our private Facebook group, and that's where you'll find us when we hang up this phone. We're going over there to talk about what we just talked about, and it looks like we only got through body today. So we'll be back next week. Heck, it looked like this might turn into a four-parter.
Well, self-love and loving yourself is that important.
It is that important. So, y'all, until next time, live and love in the Grown Zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and nothing's gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be.
I choose
to be authentic in everything. Painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm driving these bags, I'm making.